Is I Come From the Mountain, the show that doesn't happen on a physical mountain, but it does happen in the mountains of your mind. And today's episode is brought to you by the ego that you just won't let go of. Because sometimes those little treats in life, those frozen, only of microwave ready treats that we find, sometimes the easy way out is the best way out. You know what I'm saying? So, with that, I hope you never let go of your egos, and here is a song by Dan Mayer called Sacrificing a Calf.
Thank you.
Hello, and welcome back to the speaking portion of this hour that we sometimes call I Come From The Mountain. Hey, thanks for listening. You were just grooving in your seat, because I doubt that a lot of you listen to the radio standing up. Well, maybe you're doing exercise, actually, never mind. But I don't know, that ruins the riff. So I was going to say, for all of you grooving in your seat to that last song was Leclerc, a electronic jazz ensemble of various forms from Switzerland. That was a song called Vertigo off of an upcoming album called Cloud Lifter. Before that, you heard from the massive Deaf Heaven a song called The Garden Route off of their brand new album Lonely People With Power, which came out on Roadrunner Records about a month ago now. They just came through Vancouver. Apparently it was a great show. I wasn't able to go, which is unfortunate. Would have loved to go, but duty calls, as they say, i.e. I have a job and rent to make. But great album. If you haven't picked it up, great mix of shoegaze, black metal, and some other things. The hype is real with this band, I do believe. And then before them, you heard from La Lune, local noisemakers, a song called New Swell / Quiet Considerations off of their new release. Everything is an eternal circle, and it repeats itself and repeats. It repeats and repeats itself. And we started off today's moody little set with Don Meyer. excuse me, Dan Meyer, a song called "Sacrificing a Calf" off of his new album Kneeling. Dan Meyer is also the vocalist and songwriter and guitar player for the Incredible Agriculture, another great black metal band. But this is Dan doing something a little bit more removed from that. There's some black metal in there, not the song I played, but throughout the record. And also definitely worth checking out. Really interesting and beautiful album. All right. Today is confusing for the most part. But I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be doing this today and to keep turning these pages of my internal monologue then scored by music, which is kind of like the softest line of thought that goes through this show, is just kind of what's been playing in my mind, what is going about in my world. And as someone that collects music the way that those balls in like that game where like you roll around a city and you just collect objects and debris and people, that's how I feel about music. I'm listening, I'm talking to people, I'm digging for myself or letting others recommend things. A huge love and collection of music. So sometimes I play things that I don't even really know. But this next thing I know well, so I hope you like it. So I'm going to play you a song by Emma Goldman, local Screamo quartet. I had the sheer privilege of interviewing them and writing a pretty dissertative piece in Discorder regarding this album and them as a band exiting from the pandemic. You can pick it up anywhere. I mean, it's almost out, I think. We're definitely out of the station. So I suspect that the numbers out there are dwindling. They might still be around. You can check our Instagram to find out where distro drops are. And if there is nowhere near you that carries Discorder, you are more than welcome to email us at any of our emails and let us know that you'd like to see Discorder somewhere else. We are more than happy to consider it for our distribution route. But with that, yeah, I wrote this piece about Emma Goldman. Really, at the time that I wrote the piece, I had only listened to the singles, and now I've had the chance to sit with the full album, and it is honestly probably my favorite release of 2025 so far. And you know, I can go as transparently to say that I consider Emma Goldman and their members my friends, but I like to think that I'm a cultured and sensible enough music listener that I can listen to a friend's project and discern if it's good or not, and kind of remove my friendship from it. As a musician myself and having played music for as long as I have, I think that that's just like par for the course at this point. Like, you have a lot of friends in the music scene and you hate about 80% of the music that they write. Sorry, guys, if you're listening, it's true. And but at least I like to say that I'm quite honest about that. And I'm also, you know, like all music opinion of any kind, it's like, who cares what I think at the end of the day? You care if you like my show, but ultimately I don't decide what's good or not. I just play what I think. I just play what I like, which, you know, discernibly could not be good, by somebody else's standards. So, with that in mind, I think that this ML Goldman album is really, really wonderful, really passionate, really, really crazy in a way that you don't really hear a lot of bands sit here anymore. I think back to my interview, the band was telling me that they were trying to get away from the melodrama that usually haunts this genre, and I think they did a great job of that. That's not to say that it isn't chaotic and it doesn't have the markers of the genre, but I do think that even lyrically they've been able to step away from like the boohoo, woe is me kind of vibe. And that comes with emo and screamo and kind of lands somewhere else, a little more out there, I would say. So without further ado, let's play you a song by ML Goldman. This song is called It Rubs the Boycott Ketchup on Its Brand New Slacks. And it is from their new album, All You Are Is We. We'll be right back.
bound, made with heads and ankles bound. And we follow her out of the house, then pull it back, widen the shot, lose her inside of the crowd, then go back. Believe the sound and you carry it out. The last act, credits will pack the crowd, and now bring the house like that. We'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome back one last time to this speaking portion of this here hour, this hour that has come to be known in time immemorial as I Come From the Mountain. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on this Wednesday. It is now 3:50, and we are running rapidly out of time. So I will go through what we just listened to and leave you with one more song, as is customary in this hour. So you just heard a song by Hotline TNT. They are a ever-changing roster of musicians led by Will Anderson. Will Anderson is a Vancouver, well, actually, he's originally from the States, but he was in Vancouver for a while. He was in a band called Weed and a number of other projects. And he's still doing the damn rocker thing. He's been at it for a long time, and you know what? The hard work pays off, I guess. Hotline TNT's doing really well. This album, Raspberry Moon, is about to be put out on Third Man Records, which is famously Jack White's label. So if you're into that, then congrats to you. You got what you need. You shoegaze on the White Stripes label or whatever it is you know Jack White from. Yeah, so that song was called Candle off of Raspberry Moon, which is upcoming. Before that, you heard from Couch Slut, a song called Energy Crystals for Healing off of their album from late 2024, You Could Do It Tonight. Before that, you heard a quiet, somber little number by Catherine Moore, a song called Driven off of her album on the Flenser Waiting Room. Before that, you heard from Noisemakers, Full of Hell, a song called Broken Sword, Rotten Shield, which is off of an EP they're about to drop of the same name. It's a strange one, I think. I mean, you know, I like Full of Hell, but I don't know Full of Hell. Like, I don't know the lore, you know? I'm not like one of the, like, what do you call a Full of Hell fan? Like a hellhead? I don't know. But you know, I don't know all of their lore. They're good. They're not consistent, in my opinion. Actually, they're very consistent, but that's kind of the problem. Sometimes I feel like their music kind of has blended in to itself more and more. You know, it's kind of the curse of being in extreme genres, is that the discernment for what's different about that from another chaotic, intense band is It gets murky, right? And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it does mean that in order to stand out, you got to really do something quite special. So this is quite interesting, though, because I've never seen them lean into like very classic metal tropes like medieval fantasy stuff. So curious about that. The cover is okay. I mean, the cover art looks like a fantasy album, which is, again, strange for them, and I maybe a new chapter where they embrace their nerdy-dree a little bit more. Maybe they all got into Dungeons & Dragons, you know, something of that ilk. But anyway, before that, you heard La Dispute, a new song called Man With Hands and Ankles Bound, off of their brand new EP, No One Was Driving the Car. And we started off that set with Emma Goldman, a song called Rubs the Boycott Ketchup All Over Its Brand New Slacks off of their new album, off of their new album, All We Are Is We. And that leaves us here to one more song. I leave you with one more tune that will span probably the exact amount of time that is needed for us to transfer into the next show. So thanks for listening. It's always a pleasure to do this. Hope you enjoy what I do. And if you have comments, suggestions, you just want to like rip on me for whatever reason, you can do that on Discorder's advice column, Airhead. Airhead at CITR.ca. It doesn't have to be about me or the show. It can be about anything. And not even CITR. Not even Discord related. It can be anything at all. So next up will be The Real World, and I leave you with one song by the incredible pianist Duval Timothy. The song is called Magic off of his new album Wishful Thinking, and this has been I Come From the Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM always, and as always, goodbye for now, Real World. ¶¶
avait un poulain. Il est ici. Comment il est ici?
Yeah. Dylan Osick from Slingshot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
All right. You are listening to The Real World on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. And for those of you who is your first time tuning in, The Real World is UBC Film Society's radio segment where we talk about all things film related. So not only